Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
I'm Sierra.
And I'm Maggie.
And we have a special guest. We haven't done a guest episode in...
It's been a bit.
A little while. So welcome back, Maggie.
Third or fourth episode we've had you on.
Yeah.
And we thought it'd be fun. Today's episode is going to be talking about life in your 20s, how a lot of times different people in your 20s are at different stages in their life. And so since we're all...
In our 20s. Who better to talk than us?
To talk about it and give our little 2 cents. So, first, of course, we like to do our weekly spotlights, our book updates, any other general catch-up before we get into the episode. So, Sierra can start with her weekly spotlight. Give you time to think about yours if you haven't already.
I've been thinking all day.
Okay.
My weekly spotlight is just the change in the weather this weekend. I mean, this whole week's been pretty nice, but, like, this weekend it's like actually hot. We're like, you're like, should I put sunscreen on? Like, you're kind of worried about burning a little bit. It's like 70s and 80s, and then it's supposed to like still be kind of nice early into next week, and then it kind of dips back down, which is kind of sad. Mm-hmm. But like, I think for the most part we're in, like, we made it through winter. Winter is over, we're done, we're like for sure in spring. Obviously it's April, but like summer is approaching and it feels like it's, you know, almost here.
And that's a big deal because it's like snowed like 2 weeks or last week or something, so like
there was like it was raining one day last week where like it did kind of
like look outside and you're like, snow. Whoa.
You're like, what the heck is happening?
Yeah.
My weekly spotlight, gosh, I feel like my life has been, it's been good, but I also have just kind of been, you know, going with the flow.
Like monotonous.
Any specific things?
Maggie, go. Maggie, go.
Okay. I also feel like nothing, like I just started a new job, so like life has just been like, I'm working again, but... My weekly spotlight is the ice cream we got yesterday.
I was kind of thinking of like the donut that
good.
I got yesterday.
I have been thinking about it all day.
I'm going back there for sure. We went to the Creamery in Polk City for all of you Iowa listeners out there. If you ever make your way to Iowa, Polk City is kind of by Saylorville Lake. And we had never been there before, but it's been there for at least a couple years. And I see like, I've like been on their Facebook before. I'm like, it looks good. And so then since the weather was so nice, I'm just like, well, we need like the inaugural like ice cream outing to like kick off the nice weather. And so Megan and I were gonna go. We just reached out to Maggie to see if she wanted to go, and so then Maggie and Sam came along and they had so many options. So Maggie and I got the edible cookie dough sundae. It was so good.
So good.
It was a lot.
It was so good.
But it was so good.
And
I'm like, a sucker for cookie dough.
I'm usually a like chocolate sweet kind of person, but they had Dole Whip at this place, and like I feel like it's kind of hard to find places that have Dole Whip, and like I like Dole Whip, so I figured I might as well just get it while I'm there. I can get chocolate and other stuff at different ice cream places. It was very good. It all tastes the same. It was the exact same. But
so. What'd Sam get?
He got the
cake batter twist cone or something.
Just vanilla. I don't know.
So Sam was maybe a little less pleased than us, but we were all raving. We would all go back.
Yes.
Sam would probably go back. Maybe just try something else.
Yeah.
So
what's your spotlight? You're not getting off the hook.
You don't get off that easy.
I hate when I'm like preemptively like having stuff I'm looking forward to, but that's what I'm gonna do for this week because I'm looking forward to Taylor Swift's upcoming album release.
Forgot about that.
We did kind of talk about it's been mentioned. Oh, yeah. You may be coming over if you wanted to, but
yeah,
it'd be a late Thursday.
Like it comes out Thursday at 11 p.m. because it's like midnight, you know, technically the next day.
So I won't hold you to it, but okay, Sierra
maybe.
And I might
that's late
at least start listening to it, and we'll decide how much we want to stay up.
Or like we could even like FaceTime. Like if you don't want to like, you know, yeah. come all the way over here. Like, we yeah. do a little FaceTime group listen.
I've never really get girly to like listen to a whole album all the way through.
It's kind of daunting, like when you're awaiting a release.
I have not actually done it where like when an album has been released, like I've listened to it like at the 11 o'clock like release before. Sometimes there have been times where I've listened to like maybe one or two songs and I'm like, I gotta go to bed mm-hmm. because like can't justify it. So we'll see.
I'll just do like a slice this. Of each song.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think, like, when Benson Boone released his album, I was like, I'm just going to, like, wait till the morning to, like, listen to it. And I did do, like, a full listen through. That's been the... Then I've just been listening to it the entire time it's been out. But there was another album that I feel like was released not Guts. That long ago. Yes. Where before bed, I was, like, trying to get, like, a little bit of some of the songs.
It's just hard to compartmentalize, like, when you're going to bed and you're like, okay, like, a little bit of this one, a little bit of that one. And, like, I know for Guts, for sure, I was like, these all sound the same right now, and then I just went to bed. I feel like
any album, they all sound the same. Mm-hmm. Even for Benson Boone's album, I was like, these all sound the same. Yeah. That's just, like, the nature of
albums.
You don't know the songs yet, and, you know, they all probably have a similar vibe because they're in one yeah. album together. So, we'll see how far we get into...
Do you think that, because obviously, like, none of the songs... Especially none of the songs like are called that, one, you know? Do you think she, like, mentions, like, has a lyric that says the Tortured Poets Department anywhere?
No. I feel like no.
Yes.
Ooh.
She's a lyric genius. Like, she probably somehow...
I feel like she'll say poetry. I feel like that will be in all over the place. And, like, but I don't know.
I feel like there will be a line in the first song. We're placing our bets. Line in the first song. It's, like, an end. It's, like, welcome to, like, the Tortured Poets Department or something.
Okay.
That's my guess that I'm putting it now.
I don't think it's
when this episode comes out. It comes out, you know, tonight, quote unquote.
I think it's going to be in the middle of the song somewhere. Just, like, randomly.
But, like, the full, like, you think she'll say yeah. the Tortured Poets Department.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Megan says no.
I say no.
Have you said your spotlight yet?
I said I looked ahead. Oh. I'm going to look ahead, and that's going to be my weekly spotlight.
Future what we're spotlight. Talking about. Okay. Book update time. So, when we left you last, what was I reading last week? Was I still reading Vicious? I think I was. Or not Vicious. Vengeful, second book by V.E. Schwab in the Villains Duology. I just finished it this morning, actually. I gave it 4 stars. I really enjoyed it. I just, like, love, like, the characters in this book. Like, how they're, like, you know, people talk, like, morally gray characters all the freaking time on book talk. Mm-hmm. I feel like the main character in this book and his rival are, like, the definition of, like, morally gray. Because I'm, like... It gives me, like, you vibes or Joe from you where I'm, like, they're, like, objectively a bad person. They're not good. But I'm just, like, go you. Like, you got this. I'm rooting for you. Yeah. And there's, like, this, like, cat and mouse chase aspect of it between two characters. And I just love it.
There was literally a cat and mouse in it. And I was, like, no. Interesting.
I am reading same book I was reading last week, which is Scythe. There's, like, a small chance I finish it tonight. I'm, like, 66% of the way through.
Maggie goes, wow. Maybe,
yeah, like, oh.
Well, my Kindle says I have like 2 hours and 20 minutes left, so we'll see. But I'm enjoying it so far. I think it'd probably be like a 4-star book, but I am liking it more than the last book we picked for book club, so that's good. And I'll have like talking points also when like we have our book club meeting. But I will say I feel like obviously, like, the author is, his name's Neil Shusterman or something like that. So it's a man that wrote the book. And so, like, there is, like, romance present, but, like, and obviously he was not going for romance. But, like, in my mind, the concept of this book could have been leveled up had a woman written this book.
Mm.
So.
Don't let Neil hear this.
Yeah, no. So that's, like, kind of, like, what I'm getting so far. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. But... I've thought that multiple times, especially because like there's one spot specifically where I have like a note where I'm just like,
give me more what? Or something.
Yeah. Or, like, how did we end up? How did we lead to this? Because like, where was the lead up? Anyways, okay. So you guys can hear me talk more about that when we hit book club.
Well, I'm excited. That's going to be my next book. It's the book that I'm starting, I think, tonight, since I need to make sure for book club.
Maggie's update.
Ready for it.
My lord. Well, I have been in a reading. I wouldn't even call it like a slump. Like, I want to read. I'm just like, so much is going on in my life where I'm like, I can't just think about a book. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't just sit down and read. But I have been reading ACTAR.
I guess, have you ever been like an audiobook girly? Because they do have it on Spotify.
That bothers me because I'm like, I just want to throw it out there.
Have you ever been on TikTok and seen like
memes?
No.
What are you going to say? No, like,
like audiobook narrators. Have you ever like seen them like record? Oh, yeah. It gives me the ick.
Yeah. Or like
there's one woman specifically that I always see.
And she's always got her like, she's always like holding her hand like with, just that helps her with her like audio.
And like she has like the voice, like, you know, there's like a specific narration voice I think you need to have for audiobooks, but like it just weirds me out. And like, I don't know if that's the reason why I can't do audiobooks. I don't really try that often to listen to audiobooks. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, every time I hate watching it. So it's like I'm staring and I'm like, it's watching, like, but I want to leave.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, so I'm,
you're officially over halfway through though, right?
I'm like 53% of the way, but I really got to get a move on because we have book club. I mean, it's not soon, but
you said you wanted to try and finish it soon this week
by Thursday.
So, and I feel you just have to say like, I have to read this many pages a night and then stick to it.
But I feel like I'm at the point where it's like, it's, I mean, it was never like boring, but I feel like I'm getting to like an intense part or something. And something's gonna happen. And I'm like, what is it?
I'm like, I read the book. I'm like, I know what you mean. I know you're getting to.
Happen? Am I almost to a point?
I don't know exactly what part you're at. I don't
breakdowns. And I don't want to like talk too much about it in case people on here haven't read it. Like, I don't want to ask like what specific part you're at because I don't know if it would be like a spoiler.
Anyway, this is just like our reminder to all listeners. Read ACOTAR if you haven't.
Like Brittany Broski said it. We're saying it.
It requires reading.
People are saying to read it. Read it.
I saw someone at the gym the other day on the treadmill reading ACOWAR. And I'm just like, I feel the third book. A Court of Wings and Ruin.
Okay, yeah. At that point, I'm just going to say ACOTAR 3.
ACOTAR 3.
Like
that. But I'm just like, I feel like I'm like in a club whenever I see someone like reading one of the books.
It is fun. I just set Sierra and ACOTAR meme today.
Yeah.
Like I'm constantly... They've got some good memes on TikTok. So once you finish the book, hopefully they start popping up for you.
Yeah.
And then sometimes though, obviously I've read all the books, so like none of them are spoilers for me. But sometimes you're like, I don't understand what this is saying yet. Because it's like you haven't read that far in the series. So you're like, I'm sure this will mean something to me later.
No, I scroll on everything because I'm like, I'm not.
Until you finish book two, that's a good idea probably.
Okay. So in a while.
Okay. You're going to read ACOTAR, then you're going to read Scythe, and then you can jump into A Court of Mist and Fury.
Please. Is that ACOTAR too?
Yes. Yes. Okay. The green one.
Okay. I'll try my best.
I just saw a TikTok that someone showed, like, they're in an airport, and it's, like, this older, like, middle-aged man, like, reading A Court of Mist and Fury.
That's, like, J.J. Watt.
It kills me seeing.
J.J. Watt? Yeah,
I think J.J. Watt. I actually don't know.
I think it's...
Whatever one.
It kills me seeing, like, men reading ACOTAR. Like, I love it.
I love it, though.
There was, like, I've seen a guy who, like, literally, I swear he, like, started his TikTok because he's, like, reading the ACOTAR series, like, and just giving his thoughts, like, every few chapters.
I've seen, like, wives making their husbands read it and then doing, like, live reactions and, like, you know, they're questioning them as they're doing, like, their little live read.
I just love it.
So that's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. So... do we want to do like just kind of a see where this goes just on our own, or do you want me to start with my prompting questions?
I don't care.
I feel like my first question is pretty general, so we can start with that. So since we're talking about different stages of life, I feel like we should kind of identify what stages of life are typical for people.
I thought you were gonna say identify your stage of life, which I mean we're probably going to do anyways.
Like,
but
like either big events or I mean if you have like just a stage, like parenthood is obviously a stage that people enter into in their 20s. I feel like this is probably too generic, but like early adulthood or like post-grad specifically, if you're someone that went to college, mm-hmm. I feel like is a specific phase of life. I don't know what you would call it if you're someone who goes straight into working right away.
I don't know.
I feel like that's why like people's early 20s are like confusing and like people feel lost because like when you look at life, it's like, okay, your childhood, college, and then like the next step you think is like marriage. Like what
that is like, that's what feels like the next step is in terms of like a bookmark.
There's
no, you're like going through, you're like, I graduated college, I got a job, and now I guess I'm just on hold until I get married.
That's why I feel like everyone's just like, what do I do? Like,
Yeah.
You're always and there's looking like, forward to something.
Whenever people are asking you about your life or like talking about your life, up until like you graduate college, they can ask you about like a lot of stuff, like how's school going, how's mm-hmm. whatever going. Like people ask you about work, but like no one really wants to talk about work.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about it either.
Yeah. Me neither. So I feel like after
you graduate, it's always kind of like, are you seeing anyone?
Yeah.
Are you like,
or like if you are seeing someone.
Dating someone, like what are you thinking in terms of like
marriage?
Are you getting married soon?
Getting engaged soon? Have you guys talked about this stuff? Ring shopping, things like that. If I were to describe the stage of life I am in right now, without a name, because I don't know if I would say like post grad, I don't know. I was like, I was gonna like go post-grad. Into like, I could just say that, but I was gonna be like extremely single. But then I'm like, I don't have to like identify myself as like just my relationship status. So then I was kind of backtracking with that a little bit.
I feel like you're just,
even though that is true.
Your life stage from my POV is young adult.
Self-sufficient, independent.
Young, successful adult having a good time.
Yeah.
Living her best life.
Focused on myself.
Focused on herself.
And that's it. And now we just go through and say each other's POV.
Sierra, yours is that. But add a dog.
But I'm also a mother.
Yes. Dog mom.
Should I say what I think that your stage of life
is? No, what do you think yours is, though? Oh. Say your own, too.
I feel like I already did. I would say I'm comfortable, self-sufficient, independent.
I mean, we've bought a house. So, like, that's another one of, like, the big things that, like, outside of a relationship, like, it's kind of one of those things that are like a big
honestly I feel like people bookmark. Do that like later than
what we did,
yeah,
because we were both like, oh, it's not happening anytime soon otherwise. No. So like you and me, girl.
Well, I think that's also like an interesting topic related to this conversation in general, because also, like we were kind of in some ways we're like, is that weird to buy a house? Because like I felt like from the outside looking in, people would say like, I would wait to do that with a partner.
Yeah. I was like
well, I don't know how long it's gonna be.
Thinking back to when we were still living in our apartment and in grad school, and like we were just trying to think through our living situation and what we wanted to do when we moved back, I felt way more not really conflicted, because like I really was set on like, I think buying a house is going to be like the best thing for us, but I was kind of like, it is a little strange or unconventional to like buy a house or property like with a sibling. Like not a lot of people do that. And so, but now having done it, like I have no complaints. I think it's like the best thing ever. And like you said, we were both in a stage of our life where, at least together, we were in like a similar stage of life, basically about as close as we could possibly be. And we didn't want to rent. We'd be renting together. And you know, just like anyone else that's in a relationship, like we can always sell this place, you know, and
or like figure out on. Like a million and one other options. Mm-hmm. Like there are options. And we're like, when we were thinking about buying, we were like, well, neither of us are in a relationship nor entering a relationship anytime soon. And even if we entered one like today, it would still be a while before we'd have to consider changing living situations. And so we're like, why are we even like,
and now we've been in the house for 2 years and neither of us have still been in a serious relationship. So it's really been working out quite well.
Can't complain.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
True.
Okay. Now, Maggie, should you describe what stage of life you're in right now, or should we start by describing?
You describe first, and then I'll Kay. Say what I think I am.
I would say girl boss comes to mind, because you've been very, like...
Non-derogatory. What? I feel like people always say girl boss, like, in a sarcastic
non-derogatory.
Way.
Girl boss, the good one.
Like, just with... You graduated from college, and then you, like, went and moved and started working in the NFL, and now you're... back home, which I love, and mm-hmm. doing a new job remote, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you've been able to do a lot in your short 2 years that you've been out of school. So I also think, I mean, I'm just like, you can jump in
whenever. I don't know, like, small ways to describe this, but like, I see like you and your relationship with Sam, I feel like you guys are in a good spot.
Steady. Going steady.
I mean, we're almost 6 years in, I hope, something.
Like, you're, like, financially stable, kind of, like, just, I think
you're setting up roots.
Good spot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say setting up roots is, like, a good thing. I feel
Maggie's
like...
Maggie's in her setting up roots.
I'm in my setting up roots era. I would say I'm in the adulting era, but, like, the severe adulting era, because I haven't even said.
Told I know. Anyone. Like, I
bought a house.
Ooh, this is the reveal.
You guys are getting the sneak peek. I bought a house. I move in quite soon, but, like, first of all, side note, is I learned buying a house that the average age in America to buy a house is apparently 33.
Really?
That doesn't surprise me that much, because I feel like in Des Moines or, like, Iowa in general, people probably buy younger than, like, mm-hmm. other places, like big cities and stuff.
We are also very fortunate yes. ourselves, because I know all of my friends are not, they're, like, very, like, you should be so thankful you bought a house, and I'm very thankful, but I'm like, that makes me feel like an adult. Like, today is junk day, and today is junk day. Where you can where I live, whatever, but
there's only so many suburbs.
Yeah, literally.
People probably know where you went to high
school. Okay, well, don't come stalk me, please. But, and my dad's like, well, first, Sam saw something on the side of the road, and he's like, you should get that for Jace, his nephew. It was gone when we went to pick it up. But then my dad was like, wait, let's go, like, look. Like, if they have, like, shovels or, like, stuff for your garage.
Good stuff to look,
like,
for, actually.
Like, you don't need it to be nice. Yeah. Like, it's for your garage. So we were going around, and my dad's like, oh, you'll need this. And, like, we're getting, like, hoses
the
and,
thing
like,
about,
shovels.
I'm about to be like, I've never thought of going around on yeah. junk day, because like I've been like, I'm not really gonna find anything I care about, but that's good
yeah.
advice.
I got two hoses, and I got those crank things for it. Two of them.
Wow. We need shovel, new hose. Ours is a hole.
And oh, yeah, a fertilizer thing.
A spreader?
I just bought one.
I just went to Menards and bought one.
Like, I probably saved like $200 today.
Last year, this is our third summer living in this house, and this is the first year I've bought a spreader, because for some reason we've
just mooched.
Borrowed grandma's.
We've been mooching.
And returned it to her for the past two summers, because it was too hard for me to go buy a spreader. But then again, it's like you use it like once or twice a year, yeah. So it does feel kind of like I don't need that.
We need a community spreader.
Yeah,
that would be COVID.
Oh, I was like, what?
Oh, we had that like a couple years ago.
We had one.
We don't need another.
It was not a good time. Okay. Next question that I had was, do you feel like you are in the same stage of life as your closest friends or acquaintances? Why or why not?
No, not at all.
Elaborate.
Well, I feel like us, we were just lucky. Like, we were ahead of the curve, like, financially, honestly.
COVID-wise, we were.
Flatten the curve, everyone. Flatten the curve.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
I know what you mean.
So that I feel like in my relationship, I've been dating Sam for 6 years in like 3 weeks, which is so long.
Out of all of your friends,
your trip?
No. It's just, we just moved in. We're just going to have moved in. And yeah. It's like.
True. There's going to be other stuff you got to spend money on.
Yeah.
Out of all of your friends, have you and Sam been together the longest, like comparatively to your friends' relationships?
Yeah.
Slay.
I guess
major slay.
I think I mean yeah definitely like my close friends, a lot of his college friends have been dating their girlfriends for a long time, but yeah, long time. So I feel like I'm not in the same boat as most of my friends. What about you guys?
I feel like, I mean, my closest acquaintances, truth be told, are you guys. Haley. Granted, Haley is, you know, 2.5 years older than we are.
But like, think of Haley 2 years ago.
Haley was like, I guess there's just different things we had checked off at that, you know, stage in our life. In my mind, like, I think of like the things that I'm lacking. And so in comparison to Haley, I'm like, oh my God, she was so far ahead of me. But then like, you could also think about, you know, Well, she bought a house like pretty much at the same age we did.
Haley is also very ahead of the curve too.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I wouldn't say ahead of, like, she is also, I think
she's done well for herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And obviously, like, her and Ashton together, they've both done well for themselves and together. But, you know, she is kind of the same situation as Maggie, where, like, okay, high school sweethearts. So, like, been in a relationship for a very long time. Like, by the time she graduated college, her and Ashton had been together for, like, 4 or 5 years. And, you know, they were, like, living together. They, as soon as Ashton graduated, they were getting ready to buy a house together right away. Like, they were just, you know, one after the other.
You think, like, the boxes that you're checking when you're in your 20s? They were like, yes.
Or, like, there's some people that, like, are in, maybe you relate to this or not, but, like, some people are in relationships for a very long time and don't, like, need to go to that next box or check mark right away. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, Haley and Ashton got engaged
a year after he graduated.
I just remember that they were moving also while they were, like, about to get married. And I was like, oh, my gosh, overwhelming. Like...
And so, like, there's some people who, like, they would prefer to, like, date longer. Just, like, neither person's in a rush to get engaged. So then, like, you're not doing kind of, like, the checking off. And then for some of my other friends, like, I feel like there's definitely friends where, like, okay, our friend Abby, I feel like.
Like, she's just graduating. She's a couple years younger than us. But, like, she's just finishing up school, getting her first job. So I feel pretty, like, well aligned with her. She's in a relationship, but it's, like, a new relationship. So, like, I feel like we're at very similar stages in life.
So, I don't know. There's definitely, like, there's a mix. But for the most part, I don't feel like... Like, I'm not with friends with people who have, like, full-on, like, husbands. You know, families. I mean, I'm friends with you, Haley, but you're also my sister. Like, that would actually be shocking to me if I had, like, a friend of my own where,
like, they were married with a kid or something.
And I was like, oh, my goodness.
I feel like... You guys are also ahead of most people our age, because I feel like a lot of people our age still have no clue what they want to do and are, like, so confused about, like, professional, like, career-wise, like, where they want to live. And I feel like that's, you guys are pretty, like...
True. Yeah, that's, like, the opposite side of...
You are doing what you want to do.
There's plenty of people like that as well. That,
I mean,
like,
I'm still, like...
I mean, I'm like, what do I want to be when I grow up? Like,
what am I going to, like...
Yeah.
I mean, you guys went to school for physical therapy, so it's, like... I guess, like...
We had a pretty good idea of what we wanted to do. And you're still, like, you went to school, but you have a pretty open-ended career path if you want it to be, which is good and bad.
Exactly. So it's, like, I'm always just, like, am I doing the right thing? And, like, that's how I know a lot of my friends are, like, feel. They're, like, is this where, like, I'm supposed to be right now?
Especially, like, post-grad, like, the first few years, you're, like, so this is the rest of my life?
In Cincinnati, I was, like, am I supposed to be here right now? Like... What am I doing the wrong thing? Like, I was having a blast, but I'm like, and then when I moved home, I was like, am I doing the wrong thing? Like, should I have stayed in Cincinnati? You know? Like, there's always just so many questions. Mm-hmm. But you guys are ahead. You guys are like, I am happy with what I'm doing.
I feel like there's never a day where I'm just like, oh, I like wish I wouldn't have gone to physical therapy school, or like, you know, I've never had like that big of a crisis.
Yeah,
career wise.
Okay, I feel like we've kind of talked about some of this already, but what big life events or other things determine to you what stage of life someone is in?
I feel like, in my mind, the biggest things are career, relationship status, and, like, is that
parenthood.
It? I think, like, relationship / like, family, like, how far progressed are they in, like, the family they're creating?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Property.
Yeah, like finances maybe. Like
property.
Or
finances.
Just kind of like if they've settled down or decided like, okay, here's where I'm at, or if they're more like up in the wind, or maybe they're just like bopping around place to place.
Yeah.
This is kind of like an interesting thing too. This was like a few months ago, but our brother-in-law Ashton, he's obviously married with a child, and then he has an older brother who is single, and Haley mentioned to us like a conversation they had of like, you probably remember like,
I do
the
remember
a little bit more.
I do remember what you're talking
so
about.
You might be better to.
I don't know what like led to this conversation, because Haley brought it up around us and like it was a passing conversation. This was like not a big conversation, but
Sierra and I understood what Ashton's brother was saying.
Yes, coming from the single perspective, because I think that Ashton's older brother had mentioned like,
oh, like all I do is go to work and like come home and like I don't do anything. And then like, he was like, I need to like,
get my life figured out is like the terminology I think he was using.
Yeah. And then Ashton responded to him being like, that's all I do too. Like I go to work, come home, whatever. And Haley was like, just saying how like their lives are the same, you know, like why is older brother complaining? And so then Meg and I were like, well, the thing is that Ashton is living his monotonous life, having already found a wife, had a child. Like, he doesn't need to find anything else. Like,
he doesn't need to go anywhere.
Yeah. He can stay right there. Yeah. Versus, I think, like, you know, his older brother, how do I say this, is coming from the perspective, like, nothing's going to change unless I change, mm-hmm. assuming he wants to find a relationship and, like, start the process of, like, you know, starting a family at some point. Then he has to change something about what he's doing.
So he
and
can't I can just relate to be that. Doing, like, the going home, playing video games, and whatever all day long. Mm-hmm.
But it's funny how like once you do that stuff, then it's like, okay, you can go back home.
What you're doing before.
Yeah, honestly.
It's interesting though, because it's like, while that's something that like, I feel like as someone who's single and knows that like down the road, eventually, I want to be in a relationship and I want to like have a family, but I'm like, that family part is like so far down the road that like, but like you need to have someone that you're in a relationship with first. But it could be like, it could be a very slow moving, like very slow going ship as my, I was thinking of like a metaphor, my metaphor. So, what else?
Do you feel here? I have a question for Maggie, since you're in a relationship and you're pretty, you know, confident that you guys will stay together.
I'm actually like, no.
Oh, I'm actually about that. Because like I always see like Meg and I, when we talk about like, you know, marriage, family, whatever, that's all like a thought bubble. Like it's not even like remotely.
No thoughts in my head at all. Like no picture that I'm envisioning or
like no timeline really. Like I'm like, oh, in the next like 10 years, maybe I'd like to have a kid or something. Like fingers crossed. Like, you know, you can't really control that. But like, having like found your person, do you feel like, oh, like, yeah, I have like a timeline that I'm like pretty sure about, or like you can picture it a little bit better? Does that make any sense?
Yes. I feel like there's like not really like a timeline. I feel like there's not really a timeline, but it's like Sam's still in school, like he has no money. I mean, I feel like the timeline is like he'll graduate and it will happen some point after that. But I mean, we're in no rush.
Yeah. Because, you like, yourself are flexible.
Yeah. Like we, I feel like, are very much like the type of couple who it's like go with the flow.
There's definitely some girls who are just like, they're doing nothing else but like waiting for a ring on their finger. Yeah. And so you're not really like that.
My whole thing is like, how do I word this? I don't understand the point of marriage. I get it. Like, okay, you're married, but I'm like, why? Like, why do we need to like have this whole ceremony to be like, you're my person?
Do you envision yourself having an actual wedding or eloping or something in between?
Probably an actual wedding, because
she says begrudgingly.
Family.
Huh? I'm like, she says begrudgingly. Probably a wedding.
I love the
idea of a courthouse wedding.
I would love to just bye-bye and do it somewhere else, but like my number one is my family. You guys are my and like Maverick can't go somewhere. So
yeah.
Probably here, but yeah, I don't know what else I was saying. Oh. The people who like get married like really soon and stuff. I've never been in those people's shoes, but it almost like scares me, because I'm like, do you feel like you need to be married to like be like each other's one? Like, I'm like not like, oh, when Sam like puts a ring on my finger, like we're stuck together. It's just like
you're stuck. I feel like part of it too is like some people's religion, like that definitely plays a role.
But I'm just like, you're stuck with me.
Some people just want to get married quick, and like they feel like their purpose in life is to like, you know, have a family, be a mom.
Or like some people are like, I like am like born to be a wife. Like, you know, for better or worse, like stay at home. There are stay at home girlfriends, but like for the most part, it's like you gotta have the ring on your finger
to justify.
To be like, oh, he's working and I'm, you know, here taking care of the house.
to the house, I am watering
or the apartment. Yeah. Wherever they're staying.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought I had a second thought about that, but now it escapes me.
Like stay at home or just what we were talking about?
No, it was something else. But
the thing is, though, like, I'm not religious and Sam really isn't either. So, like, Sam's moving in with me.
I remembered.
What, like, getting married is really not going to change anything about a relationship besides, literally, I don't know. I guess
being
my
able
last
to have
name.
Like benefits on people's no you true, you can like, actually no you can do that without being married now.
I figured that out and I don't understand that.
You can have like there's a name for it that I would have been able to remember at any other time, but I don't remember what it is now.
I saw something like that on TikTok.
So even that
like,
is
I'm on my boyfriend's benefits and I was like, oh, okay. But like we're still 23. We have 3 more years to be on our parents' benefits. True. So.
I remembered my question that I was going
to
ask.
Get in a relationship with someone before 26.
Does your work not have benefits?
No,
they do, but I'm not opting into it right now because I would rather just have the money.
I'm also I'm at some point trying to go PRN.
Same.
So I need my husband's benefits.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
So
I have a question. it's my life plan. Question for like I feel like some people related to engagement and marriage. Some people want to get engaged so quickly because their thought process is like, well, we can just be engaged for like forever and like save the wedding for, you know, years down the road. What are your guys' thoughts on like the time between engagement and marriage or like
what I feel like that thought? Would do to me personally is like if as soon as I'm engaged, I have this never ending to do list then of like, okay, a wedding has to eventually happen and like I could in theory be planning said wedding. Like I feel like it would be hard to have like no timeline at all once you're engaged because like, well, eventually stuff has to start getting booked. When are we talking about for a wedding? That I wouldn't really prefer that. I would prefer to get engaged when I'm like, okay, we're planning on getting married in the next like year or two at the most. So that would be my personal thought.
No, I agree.
That's my thought as well.
I feel like otherwise it's just like
otherwise it's like a promise ring.
Yeah, honestly. Basically. Though, I feel like it's not like as special. Like I feel like when you get married it's like, oh, like you're starting a new chapter, but once again I said like what's the difference, but like I just feel like it wears off. Like you've been my fiance for 5 years, like
yeah, and then it's like so at a certain point like, people would start being like, so you guys have been engaged for a while.
People think that they talk about like being like, are you gonna get engaged anytime soon? I can't imagine if you were like engaged for that
like,
long and
they're like no save the date has been sent yet.
When's the wedding? Yeah.
And you just keep referring to the like my fiance and they're like still.
Do you know there are people out there that I've seen on TikTok, people who have been in long-term relationships and like live with their significant other but they're still not engaged? They don't like using the term. I've seen this mostly from women. They don't like using the term boyfriend because they're like, it's not like enough for like what he is. And I'm like, what do you mean for what he is?
I feel like I get what they're saying. Like, I feel like boyfriend definitely sounds like juvenile if you're someone more in your like 40s or 50s.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like pre-engagement, like they're still in their 20s.
Oh, that is no.
It is like kind of weird though that it's like the same term as like if you started dating someone for like a week and it's like my boyfriend.
But like boyfriend. I guess I have a flexible view of like what that term means. Like if you have a live-in boyfriend, I understand the level of your relationship. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If they don't know that your boyfriend lives with you, they probably don't need to know how long you've been dating. You know what I mean? Like
it's not that deep.
Yeah. They're always like, I like to say my partner, which like it's fine.
I saw that TikTok.
You know? I've also seen people like doing that for like just more inclusive language in general. Have you seen people being like when someone says my partner and you're trying to be like,
are you
what is your gay? Yeah, like they're like no, they're trying to dissect their like relationship status.
Like if someone says that to me, I'm kind of just like, oh,
wait, and I have to second guess like I have to reanalyze the situation.
Dating a man or woman, I don't know.
So
but some people do that for making it more inclusive and less exclusive too.
I feel like at this point, like, LGBTQ, I really don't bat an eye no matter what people say at this point. So, if you say partner, I'd probably just be like, whatever.
Yeah. I feel like partner was more so used, like, I feel like,
significant other, you know, whichever works.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Embrace it, though. If you got a girl, say, my girl.
Me and embrace my girl.
But, like, okay, like, for you, do you refer to Sam as, like, anything other than your boyfriend?
I say Sam. I don't even.
Like, if you, like, say, like, oh, like, no, my boyfriend, you wouldn't be, like, my partner. No, would you? No. Like,
hi, Sam.
I usually don't even say, like, my boyfriend. I'm just, like, Sam. Like, if you know who he is, good.
If you know, if you not, know.
But no, it's just.
I couldn't imagine. I don't picture myself using anything other than, like, boyfriend or fiance or husband.
Okay. To finish up here, I thought it would be fun to, theoretically, we just. You know how everyone, when they're younger, they plan out, like, this is my, at this age, this is going to happen, or this is what I envision for myself. We're going to finish off by doing that for ourselves.
Well, can we say, we backtrack and say, like, at this point, I would have thought.
Okay, we can do that first.
Who wants to start?
You can start. I mean, I was never really planned, like, I never, really planned like that. So.
Go ahead and start, Sierra.
Okay. I can say there's been pros and cons of, like, things that I overachieved that I probably, like, wasn't thinking would happen. There's, like, things that haven't happened. I would guess when I was, like, in middle school or high school, looking forward to 24-year-old Sierra, I don't think I had any intention of going to grad school until, like, you know, later in high school when I knew I wanted to do PT. But, like, I do remember there was, like, a distinct point in time where I was, like, I would never go to grad school. Like, I'm getting my bachelor's and I'm out of there. So, in that sense, I have kind of surpassed what my younger self's expectations were having gone to graduate school. I pictured ending up in Des Moines. That is where I am. That's where I probably intend to be for the next foreseeable future. Doing a job that, like, obviously, like, when I did know I wanted to do physical therapy, I am doing that job. So that worked out. I don't think that I would have envisioned that I would have bought a house at this point. So, go me. I'm, like, saying all my pros of, like, things that I have surpassed. And then I would say, like, I probably would have expected to have been in a relationship at this point, which has not happened. But that's fine.
Do you remember ever having, like, when you were younger? Because I don't know if I do. Like, when I was younger, I'm trying to think of, like, oh, I imagine I'll be married at, like, this age.
I think that having, like, never even been in a relationship, like, I've always been like, oh, like, in my 20s. And I don't think I really ever, like, thought about when or a specific age.
I feel like having, like, the only thing to really go off of being, like, my own parents, for example, like, when I was younger. And I don't know how old mom was when she got married the first time. But I know she had us when she was 30. So then Haley would have mentioned when she was, like, 28. And they waited, like, 4 years. So she was married at, like, 24, 25, probably. My age. That's like the TikTok trend right now where it's like my parents at
this age and then like me not
Easter,
doing that
Easter bunny, Easter candy.
I relate to those TikToks.
Anyways, so I feel like I in my head I kind of old me, younger me would have been like, I assume I'll have kids maybe at like 28 to 30 is kind of like just a ballpark of what I would have thought. So then obviously, like, married before then. Me now, I am, like, this is what I mean when it's, like, the closer you get to these things of, like, the age you're expecting and, like, not being close to that at all, especially knowing myself where it's, like, I would imagine I'm going to be in a relationship for, like, quite a while before, like, engagement, marriage. Like, I'm like, we don't need to rush. We can just take our time. So now I'm, like, maybe I'll be married at like by 29 or something, but even that it's like, okay, well, it's been 2 years has flown by pretty quick living in this house. Another 2 years could happen pretty quick too, and then I'd be 26. I could be in the exact same place when I'm 26 years old, and that's not good or bad. Especially like there's some people where like you see like people on social media and it's like they are, you know, my same age maybe, and they're in like a 5-year relationship, and then all of a sudden it ends, and then like they're back to square one. Mm-hmm. Too.
Or like I see like older like influencers and YouTubers like Tara Michelle. Is it Tara or Tara? I don't even know.
Who's that?
I don't really watch her that much. I think Megan watches her more, but like she has talked about she is like 30 or something, or she just turned 30 or 29.
Yeah.
And she's single, and like I'm like, oh, like that's no big deal. Like
Alicia Marie is 30.
31 yeah. Or something. And I'm like, that's no big deal.
She's thriving.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, I feel like I'm internalizing things like no one is projecting onto me.
Yeah.
And like, because I look at other people that are single, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, makes sense. I get it. Like, you've got plenty of time.
Yeah. I will say when I was little, I thought like 30 was old to have a kid.
Yeah.
But like now I'm like, what? Like, no, that's a great age.
Yeah. I think like I'm like minimum 30 for me to have a kid.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I feel like when you're young though, everything like
everything seems so much older. 25
is like, oh my God, you're
old. Or like, you know, when you're like little elementary school, you look at the high school kids, you're like, the high school kids are so old. And then like now 25, 24, whatever, you look at the high school kids, you're like, you're little babies.
Yeah.
Little babies.
I remember my babysitter when she could drive, and I was like, I can't wait to drive and have one of those little lanyards. And then I remember like one day I was like, oh, I'm like that person now and I'm not cool. I was like, that didn't live up
to perception changes.
Yeah.
A lot.
For real. For real.
Do you have like a specific class that you can think of like within your high school? Like those were the seniors. Like no matter who was a senior before them or like, you know, who was seniors after them, you're like, those were the seniors.
Yeah. It was the senior class when I was a sophomore.
That's what I was too.
I think it must be like a universal experience then.
Well, did you go?
It's probably because of high schools being set up like with sophomores, juniors,
it was,
seniors.
Like, the first time
when
I was
you join the upperclassmen, like
you're
it
like,
makes an
those
impression.
Those are the seniors.
Changes your brain chemistry in some way, shape, or form.
And like the next year when like the juniors are the seniors, like you're the junior, like
they're just the juniors.
You're not the same. Yeah. You are not the same.
Yeah.
And then you're the seniors, and you're like, what are we trying to do, guys? We're not the seniors.
No.
Who are we kidding?
I wish I was a senior in high school again.
I actually really didn't like senior year that much.
I just wish I didn't have any.
I feel like senior year was like extremely forgettable for me.
Wait, would you guys rather be 16 or 60?
For, like, forever?
Yeah. No. Yeah, forever.
60.
No, you're wrong.
Well, I can picture, like, I'll have, like, all of my people at that point. And, like, 60, if you take care of yourself, is going to be good. Young.
At 16.
Maybe I'll be retired at 60. I'm living my best life.
Yeah, but at 16, I had no responsibilities. I didn't have to worry about money.
Sierra said she's gonna be retired at 60.
Well,
she'll have herself set up.
You're still gonna have stresses. You're gonna have kids.
You have stress at any age.
No, nope. At 16, my stress didn't matter.
16 was not that big of a year for me.
I got a drive, and I had homework, and my homework was my biggest.
My answer is unchanged.
I feel like I'm leaning towards 60, but like I am hesitant.
At 60.
Think about that.
Think about how old these people are.
No, the older I've gotten, I'm like, the closer my parents get to 60, or like grandma, obviously.
Grandma's
like,
not going to be alive when you're 60.
Okay, and that's sad.
So
my parents might be alive when I'm 60.
They might not be.
Okay.
So is your answer?
Anyway.
I'm just trying to persuade you.
But like, isn't it crazy? I know when I was like really little, I was like, 60 is so old. Like 60 is a senior citizen. And then now I'm like, oh my God, no, it's not.
Yeah, my mom's almost 60, and I'm like, wait.
Yeah, our dad turns 60 next year.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't feel like they're old.
No.
I told my grandma, I said 80 means you're old. That's my new, like,
that's old. The new benchmark.
Yeah. She's not 80 yet.
Wait.
No, she's not 80 yet. I think she's 79.
She's this close. Year, next year. And then she'll be old.
A cake that says you're old. Officially old.
You've graduated.
I do have one more question. Did you think you'd have a dog at this
point? I honestly think that I would have gotten a dog sooner.
Okay.
I think so too. I wonder if I feel like I'm like, did I envision myself having a dog? I feel like for like a long time now I have kind of worked out in my mind.
Sierra will have a dog.
Sierra's gonna get a dog. And like not that I couldn't get a dog. I just feel like two dogs would kind of be a lot. So Vegas is my nephew and I love him very much.
You're a good aunt.
Thank you.
She is a good dog aunt.
Okay.
Aunt or aunt?
It's not aunt. But you say that. Do you say aunt too?
I go back and forth.
You always say aunt.
Do I?
Yes. Yeah. And it throws
me
off.
You know what is funny? I bet everyone that's watching this is like, aunt is the right thing to say and aunt is weird.
But I always have been like, why does Sierra say aunt when no one else says aunt in our family? Like, when did you start that in half?
I just listened to this whole TikTok of some linguistics person talking about when you're supposed to use the versus the and how we, like, do it, like,
they were
subconsciously.
Hating on YouTubers, weren't they?
No. What?
I saw someone do that and they were, like, hating on, like, YouTube narrators.
Well, yeah,
that's
what it was.
The.
That's what it was. But, like, did you know that there's, like, subconsciously a way that you choose which one you use the versus the.
I don't think I'm ever like the.
You probably do without realizing it. The, if you guys are listening, you're curious, typically you say the before a word that has a consonant, and you'll use the before a word with like a vowel.
No, I don't do that.
So you'd say like the apple.
I would say, yes, I would not say the apple, the apple, the otter, the octopus. Octopus. Like I, you guys know I don't speak.
Or like
when I speak.
When I like the amount. Like that kind of word, would you say the amount?
The amount.
I honestly, like, I don't know.
I would say the. Like, I literally don't think I say the.
Anyway.
I also say I'm.
No, you say M.
I say M.
I am.
I also, Sam keeps yelling at me because I say there. He's like, it's there. I'm like, no, it's there. Like, their pool. And he's like, it's their pool. And I'm like, gets off the tongue faster.
Their pool.
Like, and he's always just like, there. Like, okay, hillbilly. Like, rolls off the tongue faster. And I've noticed since Cincinnati, I'll be like, ain't. Like, that ain't right. And my mom's like, what? And she's like, why are you talking like a hillbilly? And I'm like, I don't know why I say that.
I had a teacher who, there's one kid in my class who'd always say ain't. And then she'd always say, ain't a word.
Well, that's.
And so.
It's in the dictionary now. So.
It's anyway. What?
It's in the dictionary now. That was like years ago, I think.
So. My mom can't tell me I have bad grammar.
What were we even talking about?
I don't know, but this was a good tangent.
Yeah, I think you just had a tangent. Okay. I think you just wanted to share the and the.
Did you finish describing what you thought your life, what you had thought your life was going to look like?
Yet, so.
I said I didn't really have one when I was little.
Okay, like, well now we can talk about.
And I said that I thought 30 was old to have a kid. That's really like the only thing I had. I thought I'd have a cat probably earlier. I thought I would get a cat in college.
Okay, so now we need to switch it to who we are right now.
Oh,
now okay. What do we think, like, best guess? Or what you would want or prefer timeline-wise for kind of big next stages of your life?
Honestly, I feel like I'm settled. Like, when a relationship comes into my life, you know, at the moment it's meant to, like, that's the only thing I really picture that I'm, yeah. like, looking for. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's more so, like, until that comes along, like, who am I to say? I have no idea when it's going to happen. But then I kind of imagine, like, if I'm with someone long enough, like, at this point in my life where I feel like I'm pretty established and I know who I am as a person, like, I kind of imagine, like, you know, 2 or 3 years of dating that person, like, I would freaking know if I wanted to be with them long term or not. So then, like, at that point, then, like, come engagement and marriage, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But until said person comes into my life, like, who freaking knows?
Yeah, I'm otherwise content with where I'm at career wise
and, like, honestly, there are so many things that, like, I would like to do travel-wise or whatever else-wise before I have kids, so I have no thoughts, like, probably 30 or later. Who wants to go next?
30 or later for what?
Kids.
Oh, yeah.
My thing is, like, kids are scary. Like, pregnancy, I'm like, oh, what? Can it be me? So, that's just not even in thoughts right now.
I have, like, no maternal instinct. So it's like, you know how people get like baby fever? It's very easy for me to like not think about having kids.
See, I realized I'm not like maternal, but like I am very like watching Maverick. I'm like, oh, like I could take care of a kid. I mean, I watch him for a day, but it's like this is a lot of work, but like I could do it. But kids are not just like the pain of it. Is not in the cards anytime soon. Like, it would be fun to have, like, a child, but
I definitely, like, are you someone, which stage of life for raising a child would you look most forward to? Because to me, I'm like, I can't wait till they're freaking teenagers. That's what I would want.
Teenagers?
Mm-hmm.
No. Like, toddlers.
What about you? I feel like just, and when they get to an age where I can converse with them and, like, they have thoughts and, like, ideas and feelings. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
Their person.
Well, I feel like, obviously, that happens sooner. But I feel like when they're, like, a teenager, like, they're really growing into themselves. And, like,
you're who like, they're oh, going to be as a person. I really did that.
Hate you.
I'm going to be a good mom, so.
That's. every good mom ever is like, my kid still hated me.
But,
wow.
Yeah. I'll probably be married. How old am I? I'm 20. I'm pretty much 24. Like, I turned 24 in a month.
Do you know what bothers me when people say their age that they're not?
Well.
So you're 23.
I'm 23, but, like, taking into consideration, like, you'll probably
I love when people say, like, this is not you, but I love when people say, like, oh, I'm 25. And people are like, no, you're not. And you're like, well, in 3 months. And you're like, oh, my God. What?
No, just. Theoretically, 27 is probably, right? Like, that's
I don't know. It's your life. Like, I don't know.
Sam, should we call him?
We do it live.
So, no, he would say, I don't know. One time I called him. What did I don't even know why, but, like, my friends were like, he definitely, like, something, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, like, literally, I guarantee you it's not on his, like, mind of how he's gonna engage, like, propose.
And how he's
like,
gonna engage me?
No, and then I called him, and he was like, that's, like, the last two things I think about. And I was like, you think about me dying before then? Like, you think about all this stuff? So, I don't think he thinks about it.
I feel like we kind of are wrapping up, unless anyone has
any other last-minute thoughts, comments, concerns.
Okay, well, this has been fun. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us chat about all this. If you guys are in, obviously, I know we have not just female listeners, but I feel like a large audience we have is other women and our age demographic. So if you guys find this relatable at all, let us know. And
or, like, if we hopefully will have an episode post. I know we've been slacking on the Instagram.
We are just girls.
If we have an episode post and you want to, like, comment your life stage, like, maybe we can get some different comments going of people. You know, don't reveal your social security number or anything, but, like, you know,
you guys can
share a little bit about yourself. Maybe you guys will relate to one another.
Okay. If you are listening on Spotify or a different platform, remember we also have a video version of the podcast on YouTube. You can always look us up on there, subscribe to that channel, and, you know, find your preferred listening method.
Thanks to Maggie for coming on this episode, adding another
voice. Anything you want
to
shout
voice.
Out?
No, just thank you for having promotion. Me. I love being on here.
Her Instagram or socials are usually Maggie Atchison.
Yeah, just search my name if you really want to
find
me.
Just Google her. You'll find her. And yeah, we will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.